What's happening locally? The news.
And that's it. Let's take our look, shall we? Our Friday morning look, our last look for this week. Some of those things relevant to us here in the Republic of Panama. Panama exceeded on Thursday 7,900 deaths of COVID-19. The epidemiological report of the Ministry of Health indicates that to date there are 7,909 deaths, of which 11 occurred in the last 24 hours. Meanwhile, 2,424 new infections are reported. The number of tests applied was 12,701, for a positivity of 19%. Active cases, they fell to 31,723, of which 31,162 are in home isolation and 561 in the wards. Of those that are in isolation, they're divided into 31,044 at home and 118 in the so-called hospital hotels. Those hospitalised, we have 487 patients in the wards and 74 in the intensive care units. The population between 20 and 39 years of age registered the greatest decrease in the incidence of COVID-19 cases in 2 weeks. This was highlighted in the Pan American Health Organization, the PAHO, in its epidemiological report on Panama. In the biweekly report, the PAHO confirms that the country reflects a 46.3% decrease in active cases, going from 85,748 in epidemiological week 3. This is from the 16th of January to the 22nd. This is then goes down to 46,023 in epidemiological week 5, from January the 30th to February the 5th. Now, according to the PAHO, for 7 weeks in a row, all age groups showed an increase in infections. All age groups experienced the highest peak in SE3, that's epidemiological week 3, with the exception of those over 80 years of age, who presented it in epidemiological week 4, highlights the international organisation. However, it now specifies that in the last 2 weeks, epidemiological week 3 to 5, the greatest decrease has been in the group from 29 to 39 years of age, which goes from 2,260 to 954 cases per 100,000 inhabitants. That's down 57.8%. In addition, the group from 40 to 59 went from 1,962 to 894 cases. That's down 54.4%. Those from 60 to 79 years of age, 1,522 cases, that went down to 763, that's down 49.8%, and those under 20 years of age from 745 to 413 cases per 100,000 inhabitants, and that's 44.6%. The population aged 80 years and over went from 1,180 to 892 cases. This was a decrease of 24.9%. The highest mortality rate is reflected in the group aged 80 and over, which went from 30.3 in epidemiological week 3 to 72.1 deaths in epidemiological week 5 per 100,000 inhabitants. The Minister of Education, Maruja Gorde de Villalobos, reported on Thursday, the 10th of February, that there is 60% progress in the schools that are in the repair plan prior to the start of the 2022 school year. The head of education referred to the programme of the National Operations Centre of 2022, in which it seeks to impact 627 schools nationwide. Until the report date, a total of 377 educational centres have already been enabled for the start of classes, which represents 60% progress. In general, Gorde de Villalobos announced that in the next 2 weeks, the goal of having 80% of the schools for the start of the school year on the 7th of March is expected to be reached. The minister took the opportunity to make a call to the communities to take care of the investment that's being made. She announced that she is coordinating with the Ministry of Security for the respective surveillance and the possibility of creating an action plan in this regard. It was reported that work is currently being done in 130 schools and that $1,096,284 has been invested. The Ministry of Education reiterated that these minor maintenance and repair jobs include electricity, plumbing, painting, roof repairs, welding and blacksmithing, general cleaning and construction of access for people with disabilities. The budget allocated for the adaptation of these 627 educational centres throughout the country is $2,276,902. There are 3,102 schools in the country, and Meduca's goal is that when classes start, 80 or 90% are going to be ready. After a search was carried out in the province of Los Santos, a former official of the judicial branch was apprehended who allegedly provided legal advice to the members of the alleged drug trafficking network that was dismantled in the Damascus operation. The Director General of the National Police, John Dornheim, reported on Thursday that it was a joint proceeding with the public ministry. While the Superior Prosecutor Against Organised Crime, Imeldo Marquez, explained that the former official basically provided advice on the defence strategy to the members of the network, which is supposedly linked to the Clan del Golfo from Colombia. Marquez explained that the former official provided confidential information to the members of the network that was dismantled after the operation. When asked what type of information was provided to the group, Marquez reiterated that, well, he obviously offered data on investigations that were being carried out. The prosecutor said that information will be requested from the judicial branch to establish what were the positions he held during the period that he allegedly provided data to the network of traffickers. The judicial authorities devised the Damasco operation within the investigation that seeks to dismantle the criminal network allegedly led, among others, by Carlos Roberto Aguilar, alias Robert. According to the prosecutor's office, the Humildad y Poesa gang is the criminal network allegedly responsible for the crimes of illicit association, contract killings and drug trafficking. Eight members of the Baghdad gang were arrested in the Corinthians operation. And the strategy, this is the strategy with which the Superior Prosecutor's Office specialised in crimes of illicit association and the National Police dismantled a structure that this group had in Tocumen in the eastern area of the capital city. To do this, they carried out 19 raids in which they seized technological equipment and illicit substances, among others. According to information provided by the anti-gang prosecutor Alexis Medina and the director of the Judicial Investigation Directorate, Carlos Valencia, 13 people were apprehended during the operation, eight of them members of Baghdad and the other five with cases for the alleged commission of crimes against the economic assets and drugs. The Baghdad cell operated specifically in La Siesta, Buenavista, in Nuevo Tocumen, and its criminal structure was diverse. Homicides, extortion, arson, micro-trafficking, aggravated robbery, among others. According to the prosecutor Miranda at a press conference, the gang members extorted merchants in the areas, from whom they demanded a monthly sum of money in exchange for guaranteeing their safety. All detainees will be brought before a court of guarantees so that a judge can legalise their detention and impose precautionary measures. One of the hardest blows dealt to this group was in April of 2021, when the public ministry and the national police captured 19 of its members in the so-called Neptune operation. All, including several leaders, were allegedly linked to 27 homicides, among other crimes. Among the homicides is the massacre at the La Joyita prison. This was in December 2019, in which 13 prisoners were murdered. One of the Baghdad's alleged leaders is Jaime Paul Rodriguez, alias Ayunia. The director of the Metropolitan Region of Health, Israel Cedeño, acknowledged on Thursday that there has been a decrease in the influx of children between 5 and 11 years of age who are going to be vaccinated against COVID-19. The official said that there are several reasons that explain this situation. Among them, he said that there are people who are still talking about the vaccine being unsafe. The evidence is stronger every day in favour of safety and efficiency, added Cedeño. In turn, he pointed out that although the José Dolores Moscotti Institute, the IPT Don Bosco and the República de Chile School have been set up as vaccination centres, in other places such as Soho Mall, Albrook Mall, Alta Plaza Mall, this day has not been stopped, and for this reason many have gone to these other immunisation sites. In addition, as of yesterday, several health centres in the metropolitan region have enabled the anti-COVID vaccine of children between the ages of 5 and 11 permanently. This is the case of the Parque Lefebvre, Juan Díaz and the 24th of December, 24 de Diciembre, health centres Cedeño mentioned. The vaccination of children between 5 and 11 years old began on the 7th of January, and to date 108,137 paediatric doses have been applied, according to the Ministry of Health on February the 7th. The second dose began to be administered. Copa Holdings, a company, the group's Copa Airlines and Wingo Airlines, reported revenues of $1,509 million, corresponding to the end of 2021, 44% below the numbers of 2019 before the COVID-19 pandemic. In the end, the company ended 2021 with an adjusted profit of $2.7 million and closed the last quarter of 2021 with an occupancy of 83% and a flight completion percentage of 99.54%. The rapid spread of the Omicron variant of the coronavirus has impacted the company's numbers for the first quarter of 2022, with the cancellation of more than 1,000 flights due to lack of crew. After the announcement of the 2021 result, Copa shares rose 3.4% on Wall Street. The Alajuela and Gatun reservoirs, sources of water for the consumption of nearly 2 million people and the operations of the canal, register a decrease in their levels after the entry of the dry season in the country. This led the Panama Canal Authority, the ACP administration, to announce the first draft adjustment for Neo-Panamax vessels during the summer months. It is an adjustment or reduction of half a foot in the draft of the Neo-Panamax from March the 1st. The draft is the depth or submerged part of a vessel required to be able to transit through the locks. According to the ACP record, from February the 1st to yesterday, the Gatun Lake had dropped almost half a foot to reach 86 feet at this time. The maximum draft allowed in the Neo-Panamax locks is 50 feet. In other words, as of March the 1st, the maximum draft that will be accepted is 49.5 feet, according to the notice sent by the ACP to customers and users of the waterway. The draft of the original or Panamax locks is 39.5 feet, which will not be affected. The announcement is made by the ACP based on the current and projected level of Gatun Lake for the coming weeks, determined by the records and daily monitoring of rainfall in the basin. President Laurentino Cortizo announced on Thursday afternoon that he appointed Gisel González as the new Minister of Culture and Marta Elida Gordon as the Deputy Minister of Foreign Affairs. According to the General Director of Communications, Carlos Aguilar, who was until Thursday the Minister of Culture, will be appointed to the Foreign Service of Panama. However, neither Cortizo nor the General Directorate of Communications detailed the reasons for the changes in the ministries and entities. President Cortizo also appointed Diana Laguna Saicedo as the new Environment Vice Minister and Daria Carrizo Castillero as the Supervision and Regulation of Non-Financial Entities Intendant. Carlos Boris Ordóñez was also appointed as the new Director of the Land Transit and Transportation Authority. That's it. There we go. There's our look for this morning, our Friday morning look. Some of those things relevant to us here in the Republic of Panama, compiled for you on The Breakfast Show.